Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Holly Hall will be back with us in just a moment. But first, we're going to talk with Beth MacDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. We're in the midst of Aries the Ram. And I'm also curious, too, in addition to the symbol itself, the various attributes, and I'm talking physical attributes of the ram, the ram's horn, and those different, the strong haunches. I mean, all of that plays into what you talked about last week in terms of a very powerful individual, or at least one who could be very powerful if they tapped into that.
Yes, they came here to be powerful. And in working with Aries, if they're disenfranchised, if they're not feeling like where they want to be, they're kind of out of sync with their karma. And so part of my job is to help them get back on that. Aries is generally... they came here to be very physically strong, very mentally strong, very mentally focused. The upside of that is they're very, achievement-oriented and, mm-hmm. and likely to achieve. The downside is think about what male rams do. They butt heads.
Yeah.
On a, the life lesson of Aries is to use all that strength to stay focused on your goals, but to not be diverted or distracted by, battles and power struggles, that are ego things.
But even with that butting of heads, okay,
that visual aspect image. Yeah.
There is, after a period of time, they butt heads, but eventually one of them
prevails.
And I think that prevails. That's a good word. The other one doesn't actually back down.
As they are beaten.
True.
Yeah.
Because I know
they
that a lot...
They will go till they're exhausted.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They will go till they can go no more. And that's part of also one of the physical attributes of Aries. They're natural athletes. They're very, very physical. And a lot of times what I see in working with Aries is they need a lot of exercise.
Yeah.
And a lot of times if they're, again, disenfranchised, disempowered, don't feel like they're on the top of their game, they need to, one of the first things we need to do for them is get them more in tune with their body, more in touch with their body, tighten up their exercise and nutrition and supplements and get them back grounded into their physical self.
Interesting. We're going to talk more about Aries next week. I think it's our last week in Aries as we head towards, I think you said April 19th. Maybe we have two more weeks yet. But nonetheless, we'll talk about Aries as we head towards, again, another one of those very stalwart signs of Taurus. And BethMacDonaldConsulting.com is your website.
Yes.
And you also are now on Facebook, and people can go there and like you.
Like my Facebook page, there Beth MacDonald Consulting.
And the 963-0842 number is still one that people can call, leave a message, or maybe sometimes they might even get straight through to you, but nonetheless, to find out, get some good information. Beth, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Richard.
We'll have you back next week, and stay tuned. We have more coming with Holly Hall here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Don't go away.